Hi, I'm Chicago. I have my own kind of politics, my own kind of music, my sports teams, and when I laugh, the whole world grins. I have my own radio station, WGN. We go all day, we go all night. Anytime you want me, just tune in here or give me a call.
WGN Radio is Chicago.
720 WGN 836 with John Landecker. So I'm checking my emails today, and I get this trade publication that says in this banner headline of its top story, 70 years of WGN Radio Chicago audio to be archived at Northwestern Libraries in Evanston. And with us is Kevin Leonard, who is the university archivist, that's the word, at Northwestern. Good evening, Kevin. Welcome to WGN.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for informing your listeners about this great story.
This is unbelievable. First of all, 70 years of WGN radio audio to be archived. How did this all come about?
This came about because your station had more recorded sound taking up a lot of space than it had space to store it. So several years ago, WGN looking for a Chicago area repository where it could place its historic recorded sound, mm-hmm. and there was a good deal of alignment between the mission of Northwestern University and its libraries and with the material you had on hand. So when we met with representatives of WGN and saw the collection and recognized the importance of that audio history of metropolitan Chicago, we took the opportunity to cut a deal, and so we have the material at Northwestern now, and very, very pleased that we do.
I'm fascinated not only by the agreement, the amount of items, and how in the world you're going to listen to them, because they're all from out-of-date technology. I mean, there's 15,000 items, it says here in this article, and
yes,
the...
Yeah, 15,000, that translates into hundreds of linear feet in storage. So it's a huge collection.
So this picture that came with the story that I got online today shows two rows of Ampex reel-to-reel tapes. And the items include, according to this, open reel tapes, compact cassettes, U-matic video cassettes and VHS tapes, grooved discs, CDs, and mini discs. This is from 1940.
And forms of digital recording as well.
Right, from 1941 to 2011.
11, yes.
So, how long have you had this in your possession?
Well, we had it for a few years, and it took that amount of time to cut a formal deal with your station for us to formally hold that and to be able to do our upcoming work, which is going to be extensive in cataloging those 15,000 items and ultimately in getting those things digitized. So
no kidding.
We have a long way to go, but we wanted you and the world to know that we have this stuff, and we're very proud to hold it.
Well, you know, cassettes, video cassettes, VHS tapes, CDs, mini discs, etc. I don't think that's much of a challenge to try to get the audio from those particular forms of recording. However, on the other hand, these Ampex reel-to-reel tapes, I mean, I've had some experience, you know, I've had plenty of experience with reel-to-reel tapes early on in my radio career, and I've kept some over the years. And when I wanted to listen to them, nobody had a reel-to-reel tape recorder. First of all, I didn't have one.
They're more and more difficult to find, aren't they?
Right. And these tapes, some of them are old. I mean, you know, I don't know how old some of the reel-to-reel tapes are, but what's the word I'm looking for? They don't hold their audio that well over a long, long period of time. They can be demagnetized.
Yep. They suffer from the inherent vices that are part of their nature, part of the manufacturing process. They are inherently unstable. They don't last a long time, so we've got our work cut out for us to get those things digitized. And first, we have to identify them and probably prioritize the ones that are considered to be of most critical importance and go from there. But it's going to be a massive job of years and years to get this done.
Yeah, but how incredible.
It's absolutely magnificent. I don't need to tell you, but you work for a very important station, both in Chicago history and in broadcast history. You're at 50,000 watts, and
yes.
Anytime someone came to Chicago to peddle an idea for a political campaign, to talk about some cultural artifact, some book, novel, musical act, entertainment act, the people would come to WGN. You're the big blower out there, and you inform a lot of people. So your station attracted a lot of terrific guests and important people. So it's a very significant body of material that we have on recorded sound.
Yeah, and I'm reading some of the names that they included, I guess, in this press release, and we have, you know, obviously Wally Phillips and Milt Rosenberg, a Northwestern game called by Dave Ennett in 1977, and that's just, I mean, and I'm sure there's going to be Bob Collins, and I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and
Roy Brickhouse, Leonard, and I mean, lots of tapes from Roy Leonard.
My God, I mean, wow.
Yeah, wow. It's fantastic. The political events that happened in Chicago,
yes,
the national political conventions, the local news, human interest stories, those are all there. Of course, there's a great deal of sports as well. Chicago teams, Cubs, Bears, etc.
So, do you have any projected timeline as to how long it will take from where we sit right now to going through all these various forms of audio to prioritize which ones you're going to digitize, and then how long that would take? Do you have any idea of the timeline?
Well, John, to be honest, no, I don't.
Right.
Other than to say it's going to take a while. I don't want to get your hopes up or tantalize your listeners with information that's just speculative on my part. Just an enormous job ahead of us. But it's important material, and we're thrilled that we were able to be part of the effort to save this.
So,
really, really significant Chicago history, both in the stories that you report on and in the work that you do. You and your station, your colleagues, are all part of Chicago history and broadcast history. So it's very significant material.
Well, as you mentioned, as you look back over the years, not just the personalities, which, of course, in their own right are fantastic, but as you mentioned, news events, sports events, and it's literally an audio history of the city of Chicago.
You bet. It's a time capsule of what you and I and your listeners have grown up with and have come to know over the decades. You've got a very, very important station there in your centennial year, and we're most fortunate in that we have 70 years of that recorded sound to save. Man. I wish we had all 100. Unfortunately, the early decades escaped capture.
Well, you know, kudos to whoever it was that decided not to throw this stuff away.
Thank God for those individuals.
Because I've been at stations where they have done that.
I work in the archives trade, and I hear stories about people destroying records all the time, and it can be very wrenching at times to realize what history is discarded. But I am thrilled that your peers at WGN recognized the importance of what they had and looked for an institution where those records could be preserved and used to inform future generations.
So, Kevin, when the work is done and it's all digitized, will the public be able to, is it in your plan for the public to be able to access this through websites, etc.?
I'm not sure about that. Yes, we are open to certainly open to research, depending on copyright conditions
pertaining to
some of those recordings. We're not going to be in the business of rebroadcasting your content, but we will make it available for research use.
Right. Well, what a great thing. Thank you so much for being with us, and good luck getting the audio off of those reel-to-reel tapes.
I appreciate that, John, and I thank you again for your interest in this. And good luck to you, and best wishes and congratulations on your own broadcasting career.
Well, thank you.
I hope at some point WGN is retaining the records of your broadcast, and maybe those things will come to us in the future.
Oh, I think I'm headed for a museum.
Well, we can help with that.
Thanks very much for being with us, Kevin.
Thank you very much, John.
You bet. Kevin Leonard, University Archivist at Northwestern University. 15,000 items from WGN from 1941 to 2011. Wow.